Even higher in the realms of
I know there is much that I want to say, and how to say it is not always easy, but it is all entwined, that present of ours, with the past, and the future that we have in store, all is in one thing, for it is as if spirit is contained in one vessel, and the vessel that holds it is indeed a great measure. Great strength, and that which we have within, we desire to impart, that you might, as it were, who thirst, drink thereof, and be well satisfied, be sustained. There is much, so much to reveal, but I, Pharos, in time, will tell thee much. Be of good faith. The condition and power which we are utilizing is great, and shall be greater still, and the path shall be easier for we who come to credit. Many centuries ago in my time lived a great king, one who turned to no gods, but often in secret did commune, and did reveal certain things which we ourselves did not want him to be fully conscious of. And I and others in power, in what you would call today the state church, did oppose the Pharaoh as far as we dare. But we knew that he had discovered certain things, things which we had to a certain extent discovered for ourselves. But we did not want the Pharaoh to become all powerful in a military sense, all powerful in a kingly sense, all powerful in a material sense. Yes, but we've always felt in our day and time that the priests held the power of the spirit. It was unto the priests that all did come for guidance. It was unto the priests that they did come for all things appertaining to the spirit. And though we had found and discovered much, we sometimes realized that if this were given to the mass of peoples, and if it came, as it were, unto the Pharaoh, and he utilized it freely, our power would weaken. And so it is that my conscience, as I grew unto earth, I realized that we had no right to withhold from the peoples and the king or the pharaoh, as you call him, that knowledge that we had and had made good use of to our own often advantage. Those who give of the spirit must accept freely of the spirit and give out freely too in return. For we who receive much oftentimes did not seek councils and chamber therein keep unto ourselves much that had been revealed. But we found the king himself was displeased, and he searched within himself, for he was a man who thought deeply within, and he found much that we had discovered, and he was receiving inspiration from souls, and had formed a religion secretly, which in a way opposed us, and to a certain extent cast aspersion or distrust, and made our power less strong. There was disruption in the kingdom, and there was great strife, though it was not of a physical nature, but rather of a mental. And so the king did therefore worship in secret, away from us, although on state occasions did come forth and make a show. But it was false show. But now we realize that he, if we had been cooperative with him, and had revealed unto him fully the things that we had received, had listened also to the wisdom that he also, in his own chamber, did receive, for he was a natural soul, as is what you term today a medium, and he and certain individuals did meet at off-time, and off-time did receive great things, great manifestations of the spirit. But these things I will speak to you of anon. The power that became strong in Egypt, in his physical material sense, was weakening. As the strength of the spirit became strong, oftentimes there was a weakness in ruling. There was a weakness in the council chambers. There was a weakness among the generals and the army, for the king disliked war. And it was the power of arms that had made Egypt strong in the upper lands. And therefore that weakness did descend upon those who followed after. But more of this I would tell you. There is much I have yet to reveal concerning the secret meetings of the initiates. love and in strength and harmony of spirit. For with you I am one, and in kin all is well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, French.
Thank you.
Good night.